Norwich, Connecticut, Wednesday, December 3rd, 1890. I visited Brother Apley's family, about 1/2 mile out, and it seemed like home to us. It commenced snowing in the morning and continued until the ground was covered with its white blanket. Brother Greer kindly took us with his horse and carriage to the place. Rain set in, and it was a very disagreeable evening, but I had an appointment at the church. The rain poured from the heavens. Sister Greer loaned me her rubber ulster. The slush and water were so deep it went over my rubbers, and it was dangerous, slippery walking because of the ice upon the rocks leading into the church. Sarah fell as she was leaving the church. The lantern flew out of her hand, and the globe came off and rolled down in the gutter. She struck her head on the steps, and it made her faint and dizzy. Brother Farman came out to deliver a telegram which was to go to Battle Creek, and he fell, but was not injured much. We thank the Lord that these two escaped without further injury. I spoke to the few assembled in regard to the rise and progress of the messages and my experience and connection with the work in 1843 and 1844 and since that time. This was not a pleasant task for me, but I knew the people had no real knowledge of my work, and this is what they needed. There was no one present who had had an experience in these messages, and I must speak for myself and for the work in which I have been called to act a part.